All right, 1 o'clock hour on this Monday here on the Bill Riley Show as we're just days away from the Utes taking on the Stanford Cardinal in Vegas in the opening round of the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Championship. That'll be coming up on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Mountain Time. I'll be down at T-Mobile Arena calling that. Normally on Monday nights, Craig Smith and I are hanging out downtown doing a little talking on the coaches show, but they're heading to Vegas tonight. So we're going to catch up with Craig right now before they jump on that big old jet airliner and head down to Vegas. We'll call this our mini version of the Craig Smith Coaches Show here on the Bill Riley Show today. How are you, Craig?
Good morning, Bill. Well, it's good afternoon, I guess I could say. I've kind of lost all track of time, but it's that time of year. March Madness is upon us, and buzzer beaters galore, and good calls and terrible calls, and everything in between. So it's a great time of year, and thanks for having me on your show. We're excited to get down to the Pac-12 tournament and see what we can do.
Well, let's talk about Saturday first. I know it wasn't the result you wanted to end the season, but you got a couple of guys back, and that's good news. You got Gabe Mattson back. You got Raleigh Wooster back. There was some good and some bad about both those things, but, you know, it was good to see those guys back on the floor for you. How are you feeling about things as you get ready and having those two guys back again?
Well, it was great to have them back. You know, I just thought Raleigh is what he is, right? I mean, obviously, he's not 100%, but he's just such a rock out there. He just doesn't make many mistakes at all. I thought he had a really good floor game, guarded well, and just had a great presence to him. Did a lot of really good things on the floor. And, you know, he's just our rock in so many different ways. He's just so dependable and all that he does. I think when he's on the floor, it brings a different level of confidence to everybody on the team. And obviously, his improvement from a year ago can't be understated. And so it's great to have him back. And then, of course, Gabe, you know, being out for 5 weeks, I mean, certainly we miss him, right? Like, we got to keep upgrading our roster and do what we got to do for the future. But a guy like Gabe, who has 27 against TCU, and he's just such a flamethrower, and he just brings a presence out there at 6'6" with his athleticism and his ability to score. And so, you know, besides BC, we just don't have a guy that we can go to. And Gabe's certainly one of those guys. Steph can be like that at times, but needs to be more consistent. But it felt good. I thought Gabe did a lot of good things. You know, when you're out for 5 weeks and he only had two live practices going into the game, and Raleigh only had one, there's going to be some unevenness to the game. And certainly you could see that and feel that in the first half. You know, you're trying to get Raleigh back out there in a flow and Gabe back out there in a flow, and Marco didn't practice all week, and it just kind of showed. And we had some quick ones, I thought, not a rhythm ones, and then we had some real clean ones that just didn't go. Thought we settled in a lot better in the second half. Gabe, I think, made three threes in a row in a short period of time. But he looked good. It sounds like they're both doing well. They both went in and got treatment and recovery yesterday. And unless something, you know, unforeseen happens, we expect those guys to be able to play on Wednesday against Stanford. But certainly it was a welcome sight for the Ruddin Utes.
So how does the mindset change? You know, it's kind of elimination time. You know, you guys are not a given to be in the NCAA tournament by any means. So how does the mindset change? And you've been through this before, Craig. You've coached in one bid leagues and multiple bid leagues. How do you like to approach the conference tournament when it begins?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot that goes into that. You know, where's your team at? Honestly, this is my first time as a head coach. We've always played our best basketball. Every single year I've been a head coach in February and March. Now this year, it's been a little bit of the perfect storm going against us. And so, you know, it's a little bit different. What's the mentality of the team? First of all, the mindset is to go in there and win it. That's number one. And how do you win the conference tournament championship? The first thing you got to do is win your first game. Like, you can't win four games at one time. And so you got to win the first game. And all of our focus is on Stanford. We're not even thinking about the next game. That'll be our complete focus as to what's going on. The good news for us is, now, we haven't played Stanford for 5 weeks, but the rest of the teams that are most likely we could play. We've seen these guys, in the last 2-3 weeks. So we should have some familiarity, but we got to get ourselves right. You know, let's try to get a continuity. Let's try to develop some rhythm to what's going on. You know, just thinking back over the last 5 games or so, like we just, you know, we struggled to make some shots consistently. I feel like we've had a lot of clean looks. There's ebbs and flows to the season. Right now we're in a spot we've missed some really good looks that just haven't gone down. And then, you know, teams have been making threes against us. We've done such a good job all year and taking those away and or making them difficult. Now, I think some of that is who we played. We've played some very good three-point shooting teams here the last 5 games. But that's been a good MO for us most of the year, and we got to find a way to get back to that. You know, it's interesting, Bill, and you know me, like I'm not a crazy, crazy analytic guy, but you know, Chris Burgess is big into that. Tim Morris is big into that, which is good. I like that. But there's a metric out there called shot quality, and they look at our shots that we get and who's taking them and what their percentages have been throughout the year. And they also look at your opponent, right? The same sort of thing. And by the metrics had us beating Colorado by 9 and we lost by 9, right? The metrics had us beating USC and, you know, that was a tight game that we fouled and it got to 12 or whatever it was. So, you know, our opponents have made some plays and we haven't made enough of them, but we're getting quality looks and we just got to find a way to get back into a rhythm, have some confidence out there and go earn it.
Kind of a mini version of the Monday Coaches Show with Craig Smith here at the Bill Riley Show today. Team heading down to Vegas a little bit later on. They'll play on Wednesday night against Stanford. You saw them really early in the conference season, first game of the conference season. You beat them over at Stanford. You saw them about a month or so ago, Craig, a little less than that, and you lost at home to them. Give me your read on this Stanford Cardinal team and what you kind of take away for the first two meetings and what you'd like to replicate going forward.
Well, first of all, that was amazing. I watched both those games yesterday. It's crazy just watching those games because you're right. That was the first game at Stanford was on December 31st. And we just looked different. They looked different. And at that time, they really, really struggled shooting the three. Until the last 7 minutes of the game where they couldn't miss. I think they made 5 in a row or 6 in a row. And they really haven't looked back that way since then. They beat Arizona at home. They beat Oregon at home. They're playing their best basketball of the year. This is a team that was picked 5th in the preseason poll to start the year, and there's a reason for that. They're the seventh biggest team in the country. They have very, very good size up and down their lineup. They have some tanks out there. Spencer Jones is a senior, can really get it going. He's playing at a very high level. He had 22 at our place, 8-for-12 from the field. You know, we got to do a better job on him. Brandon Angel, you know, 6'9", 6'8", 6'9", 240 is really shooting it well. He looks different than he did last time. Harrison Ingram is a preseason all-league guy who's 6'6", you know, 230. So they have some size height-wise and they have some girth and they're really shooting the ball at a high level. So we got to be able to neutralize them from the three. They're playing their best basketball of the year. They got a lot of confidence they're playing with. And, you know, we got off to a bit of a slow start. Certainly didn't finish the half very well. We went to our bench and we just had some really silly mistakes where we're over-helping, giving up same side threes. They hurt us in transition, specifically that first half. We settled down and had every chance to win that game, but we just came up a little bit short. So, you know, we're just gonna have to find a way to make some shots. That's first of all, we got to be able to take them out of transition and limit their threes. But it's gonna be a great test, and I fully anticipate this to be a game that goes down to a wire, and we're gonna have to find a way to make some plays in this game.
7-10 games usually are. I know you love hoops, and I know you love this time of year. You ever kind of catch yourself and say, "Man, I'm coaching in March Madness."
Maybe I've been doing it too. You know, it never gets old, right? Like, we talk to our team about this. You know, no matter momentum's a real thing. But at the same time, sometimes you just got to hit reset and try to give perspective. And we do this every year. Just go up on the marker board and, you know, everyone's 0-0. Like, everybody goes into this conference tournament with a clean slate. Now, what you earned is where you're seated. And some people's paths can be a little more difficult than others because of your seating and matchups. But you're right, Bill. It's such a special time. I'm incredibly grateful to be able to do what I do. As a young kid growing up, like, that's what I've always wanted to be, a coach. It's always been my dream. I've always loved the strategy of it. I was a junkie watching, you know, March Madness from as young as I can remember, and all the championships, whether it's the Super Bowl or, you know, Major League World Series, doesn't matter. There's a competitive greatness. There's an adrenaline, the pageantry. There's an excitement. There's an enthusiasm. And there's a spirit and atmosphere that you just can't replicate. And, you know, we'll read tomorrow to our team, the man in the arena. And it's easy, you know, for people to say this or that, but these guys live it. These guys are doing it, right? A lot of people can talk the talk. They're walking the walk. And to be a part of something so special like this is a really neat thing. And it's really enjoyable when you win it. You're able to cut down the nets, right? And you advance to the NCAA tournament. But those are special feelings. I mean, just the other night, you know, at Colorado, two former players at the game. The UCLA game, three former players. When I say former, guys that I've coached from different schools, yeah, at the games. And we've won a lot of championships everywhere we've been. That's our goal at University of Utah. And those are special bonds and memories that you make that truly last a lifetime. And so I'm excited about this group. We got to get better here in a short period of time. But it's very, very special to be able to do what we do.
I completely agree, and I was the same guy you were. I just always wanted to be a broadcaster, and you always wanted to be a coach. But either way, we're getting to live out those boyhood memories during conference championship and March Madness stuff. So thanks for taking me along for the ride. I'm looking forward to Wednesday night, and I'll see you down there tomorrow.
Sounds great, Bill. Thanks for having me on, and we'll see you tomorrow. Go Utes!
There he is, Craig Smith with us here today on The Bill Riley Show.